All right, final question from Willie, and he has a question about a stroke. He says, I had a mild stroke in the past. He doesn't really give any other information, but just other than he had a mild stroke in the past and was wondering if we had any advice for this challenge. So maybe he's got some residual effects from the mild stroke he had. I wish we knew how old he was or any other information, but that's all we got to work with.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was a mild stroke. Yeah. If it's going to be a stroke at all, and the thing that comes to me to say is that if there is any residual from it, about 90% of that is because the nerve cells are dormant. They're not actually dead. And so when we do things like hyperbaric oxygen treatments and give those cells a chance to come back alive, almost all the deficits reverse. So just to know that like if I can't move my left hand, it's not because the nerve cells that operate my left hand are dead. Most of them are just dormant. And these things can be reversed. So be encouraged about that.
Wow.
And I would do a series of homeopathic remedies of actual homeopathic nerve, nervinum, and take it up and down in potencies and see if that's helpful. It has been for many people. And looking at the specific homeopathic remedy of his symptoms and then all the things that are really nourishing to the nerves, the B vitamins, B12, if you can get some B12 shots. There's specific herbs. The names are escaping me right now, but mm-hmm. Look them up. Like St. John's Wort, I was thinking.
And then on the recall healing level, typically there's something going on that's about intellectual territory, like a person had some situation where they didn't feel like their ideas were powerful enough for the situation they were faced with. The one I saw most recently was a woman who came here, and thankfully she came with her husband, you know, because oftentimes we have a blind spot about what's really going on. So
right.
I just had her read that, you know, and in the recall healing book, she said, no, nothing was going on. And then her husband says, are you going to tell him or should I tell him? You know, so what had happened was, is that some friends of hers had come all the way from Israel to Texas and wanted to hear this big pro-Israel evangelist guy. And she knew that church service was not what they wanted to go to, really. And she tried to talk them out of it, but it didn't work. Her ideas were not powerful enough or persuasive enough. The stroke happened in the parking lot right after the church service. And so when we did her timeline, you know, this happened when she was, let's just guess an age here, 64. So we asked her what happened at 32. Well, there was a divorce and a dispute over where the kids were going to go, and her ideas were not powerful enough to persuade the legal system to let her have her way about it. Then we go down to age 16, down to age 8, all the way down to age 4. She had something at every age, a big, huge drama. At age 4, it was her first haircut, and she wanted it done a certain way, and she could not persuade her family to go with the haircut she wanted. So this was a theme that had been happening all through her life when we looked, and she was so happy to discover it because we talked about ways that she could do what you and I talked about earlier in the show, how to reclaim our power and our perception about our words and our wisdom and all of that. So, you know, and I think good things have been happening to her since.
Wow, so that's interesting. So she was able to use that autonomy cycle that you talked about.
Yeah, hers was actually just a straight timeline. When we just looked at her age when it happened, divided it by 2, and she said, well, yeah, there was a big drama there. So we divided that by 2. Yeah, there was a big drama there. And we got it all the way back to age 4, and that was enough for her to realize that her biological brain was simply replaying something that she had never really come to any kind of peaceful place with. like this idea that no matter how I explain something, nobody seems to listen to what I say and take it into account. And that's a personal perception that that's actually what's going on. And so she actually worked with that and shifted that and put a lot of joy in her.
Wow. That's so fascinating. I'm just reminded of Dr. Steinblok again. He's got one of his websites. He's got like a million websites, Dr. Steinblok. It's funny. You know, he's got all these different websites. And one of his sites is called strokedoctor.com. And,
okay.
And so he talks about all the same stuff that you're talking about with hyperbaric oxygen and putting people on all these protocols. But, like you were saying before, he's had such amazing, results with his protocols.
That's right. It just helps those dormant cells come back alive and start to flourish again.
Mm. And just to give people a quick idea, there's not even that many supplements they're talking about. They're basic minerals and, B vitamins like potassium, vimpocetin, folic acid, magnesium, tocotrienols, vitamin B6, B12, and vitamin E.
Wow. What about like are fat soluble or fat itself, fat soluble vitamins, are those going to be good things for people with nerve issues and stroke?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, healthy fats and B vitamins are really exciting for the nervous system. And of course, then you also want to look and you'd want to say, okay, did somebody do a carotid ultrasound? Are their carotid arteries open? Does it look like they have hardening of the arteries or arterial plaque that's reducing their circulation? If so, why not just open those up? Do some chelation, clean those things out.
Do some nattokinase.
Oh, right, nattokinase, yeah.
Right, now that's if it's a clot stroke, and about two-thirds of them are, but about one-third of strokes are from excess bleeding, so you wouldn't want to do nattokinase if you're in that third. So you have to find out what the cause is before you start trying to make your blood too thin or too thick.
So if you were diagnosed with a stroke, would they typically tell you what kind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to tell you if there's a little clot in there. In fact, if you get to the hospital within a few hours, they'll actually put something like nattokinase in your IV if they can see the clot and actually dissolve the clot. And then sometimes there's no deficiencies at all. The stroke is actually averted. So if you're having symptoms of a stroke, you want to get somewhere as quickly as possible. Because if there's a clot, you can reverse it. And if there's a bleed, somebody needs to get in there and stop it.
What about cayenne pepper? Because when you're talking about clots and bleeding and things, do you think that would be helpful?
It could be, but the research here is more around garlic.
But I tell you what, if Richard Schultz was around,
would tell everybody to do it.
You know, he gives those stories about carrying cayenne and saving people's lives in parking lots and stuff like that.
Right.
It's pretty dramatic stuff, and
Dr. Christopher.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't have any experience, but why not, you know?
Right. Now, what about when you're talking about the carotid arteries and the and possible calcification or hardening of the arteries and things? I know there's a guy, what is his name? He does all this DMSO work. Kind of the main guy. He's written all these books on DMSO. And
yeah, like Morton Walker.
Yeah. Do they do IV DMSO? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is. If you catch somebody right in the process of having a stroke, and I don't remember the formula, but you can give a high dose DMSO IV, and it supposedly reverses it.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you want to do that? I mean, obviously, you wouldn't be able to do that, you know, if someone's having a stroke, unless they're. I mean, the timing would have to be incredible, but. You know, could you do that, administer that a few days after, or do you think?
See, and I don't know. I think it has to be done right away.
It has to be within an hour of the event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, according to Stanley Abrams, who did all the research at the universities. And that was especially for an injury where you had a spinal sufferance and people were not paralyzed after doing those types of IVs. It's pretty amazing. It kept the scarring from happening.
Wow.
But there's also a recommendation about using magnesium IVs right after a stroke.
Interesting. So someone could go get that. I mean, there's places all over that do these now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they can go get a magnesium IV right after a stroke, and people are reporting good things.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You know, and I don't have personal experience, so I can't tell you, but, you know, the damage from stroke is, from everything I hear, is reversible if a person has the means to go avail themselves of some things. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially
I think
it's hyperbaric oxygen.
I heard a quote a while back that said, the only disease is a closed mind, which I thought was really interesting. You know, and if someone's willing and able and desirous to do whatever it takes, like you're saying before, if you really desire that and you really want to work on yourself, you know, you can have incredible turnarounds with anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was about 10 or 11 questions. Thanks, guys, for your time today.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I hope something useful came out of that for folks. And it was good chatting with you today, Justin, you Meridian. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment/cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader/viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.